run down as it is. Anybody who bought it would have to invest a lot of money to make it usable as a stable again. And replacing the slat fence would cost another small fortune. Lydianne Krishner said with a shake of her head. Folks around town have been hoping the family will just tear this eyesore down. But wouldn't it make a great place for some shops? Joe blurted out. You Helfings could sell your homemade noodles, and Mom and I would have more space to display our bakery stuff and our summer produce. And we could get other local folks to rent spaces, and it's on the main highway. Think of how much more business we'd attract here than we do at the roadside stands in our yards. Her friends stared at her as though she'd sprouted a second head. Molly's brow puckered. How could we run a store on this side of town while we're making our noodles in our shop at home? Marietta finished doubtfully. Regina appeared more positive, yet she shook her head. Would Bishop Jeremiah allow that? He's always preaching about how we should keep our businesses to a manageable size. When some of our men have talked of expanding their shops, he's reminded them that bigger isn't better. Are you talking about us running such a place? Lydianne asked with a frown. How would we pay for the property, much less the repairs it needs? And what makes you think a handful of maidles could manage a bunch of shops? Marietta chimed in again. Jo planted her fists on her hips, grinning despite her friend's very reasonable objections. What makes you think we couldn't? She challenged. We manage quite well without husbands, ain't so? We've been supporting ourselves for years, so we certainly have the smarts to keep a joint business afloat, especially since Lydianne's a bookkeeper. I think it would be great fun to run a marketplace. Pa, your mom would never go along with that, Regina teased. Yeah, I can already see Drusilla shaking a finger at you, Molly agreed as she shook her own finger. And I can just hear her saying, no goot will ever come of such an outrageous idea, Josephine Fussner. Whoever heard of unhitched women doing such a thing? Jo laughed along with her friends at Molly's imitation of her widowed mother. You've got her pegged, she said, even as she gazed wistfully at the stable. The weather vane on the center cupola had lost its rooster, and enough boards were missing that she could see daylight on the structure's other side. Even so, she could imagine the building glowing with fresh paint. She could hear the voices of shoppers who'd be delighted to discover the products plain folks from the Morning Star area would display in their tidy, open booths. We've got our homes and our work, not to mention the Goot Lord and our church family to sustain us. And we get by just fine. She continued in a voice that tightened with unanticipated emotion. But haven't you ever wanted to do something just for the fun of it? Something new? Whatever happened to sayings like, where there's a will, there's a way? And Bible verses like, with God, all things are possible, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Her friends got quiet. The four of them stood beside her in a line along the fence, gazing at the forlorn stable and the pasture covered with clumps of green weeds, yellow dandelions, and the occasional pile of dried horse manure. Regina finally broke the silence. You're really serious about this. After a few more moments of contemplation, Lydianne squeezed Joe's shoulder. I can see how opening shops might be fun, but it sounds crazy and impossibly expensive, Joe admitted.